This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Export sales are continuing their recent trends. Corn sales are looking good, while the same certainly cannot be said for the soybeans. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest export sales report.
Corn sales were decent, 1.307 million tons for the corn. That was in the mid to upper end of the range of estimates. High end of the range was 1.5 million. Beans were lagging again. Came in at the lower end of estimates, 354,000 tons. Meal was bearish. Came in under the estimates at 203,400 tons.
U.S. soybean prices are still far from Brazil's, but that gap is slowly narrowing. McBride said this could have an impact if Brazil has a smaller crop this year.
It could. Some of it could just be changes to production. If they just don't have the amount of soybeans that they expected, that can draw the attention away. That could also get to the point where they say, "Hey, we'll dial it back on sales for right now until we make sure that we have enough to cover." It is starting to narrow. It's just still heavily in favor of Brazil. So we're looking at in the upfront time frame between now and the end of February, $61 is the $61 per ton is the advantage for Brazil. And as you go out to say April or even May, we're talking about maybe getting it down to about 37. So we're nearly cutting it in half, but that is still heavily favoring Brazil.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith reporting.